Praise God. Sometimes you might feel like you're riding a pogo stick in a Pentecostal service. Up and down, up and down. Praise God. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy 6. We'll start at verse 20. And we'll alternate reading. I'll start with 20. You read 21. I'll read 22. And you finish with 23. Okay? Deuteronomy 6, 20 through 23. You there? All right. Praise God. And it's on the screen as well. And when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord our God hath commanded you? And you read. And the Lord showed signs and wonders, great and sore, upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes. Amen. Part of the benefit of reading through the Bible every year is... At least my wife and I do this. She's reading her portion, and I'm reading mine. And every now and then, we'll just comment to each other about what we've read. Some of it is comical. Some of the names are interesting. And then some of it is just powerful. And one morning, my wife said, you know, this, it says, he brought us out to bring us in. And that resonated in my heart, and I had to look it up. And there it is. Let's say those words. He brought us out to bring us in. Amen. You may be seated. Now, Pharaoh knew no equal. He was the most powerful ruler in the world. The Egyptian civilization ruled the known world. No one greater. No one as powerful. But yet, he was humbled. He was defeated. He was made to agree with the plan of God in delivering the people of Israel out of Egypt. We know the story of the burning bush and the Lord dispatching Moses to be the deliverer. 80 years old, two-thirds of his life gone, and the next third to be filled with ups and downs. as he led Israel out, he brought us out to bring us in. That was yet to happen, and some would be very agreeable to that and very willing to go along, and others would be hesitant and looking back. But the Lord displayed his power, and Pharaoh was humbled. The 10 plagues that occurred, one right after the other, regular sequence, brought him to a place where he had to agree. You may go. Even the compromises that he offered, four compromises that Pharaoh said, okay, you can go, but don't go far. You can go, but don't take your family. Only the men can go. And leave your flocks and herds behind. You can go. He offered those compromises, but finally, he had to say, get out of here. Go. And we know the rest of the events that took place with the water and the rocks and the manna, and all of those sorts of things. But it was the Lord with a mighty hand. A mighty hand, praise God, that brought them from the place of servitude that they filled in Egypt. Servants in Egypt, slaves in Egypt. But Deuteronomy 5 and 15 says, the Lord brought you out through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Praise God. And we know it wasn't just an arm reaching down from the banisters of heaven and doing a majestic work, a powerful work. But I'm thankful that the Lord did demonstrate his hand on behalf of the Israelites. Because that gives me faith, that gives me courage that the Lord could do the same thing in my situations, in my circumstances, in all the things that I have to put up with. Amen. Crossing the Jordan came 40 years later. They had the banks overflowing. The Jordan is not a huge river, as rivers around the world would be recognized, but certainly if you were standing on the banks of that river and the dirty water and mud and so on there, and you were faced with the task of going across, and you're carrying the Ark of the Covenant, the symbolic presence of God, and the Lord said you've got to get your feet wet before the water stops, you would give pause. You would stop and wonder, what if it doesn't? What if we're washed downstream? How are we going to save the ark? And how are we going to save our lives? And so on. But their feet got wet and the ground got dry. Praise God. Because the Lord stopped the water flow and they went across on dry ground. That's the mighty hand of God. Amen. And thank the Lord, there would be that power that the Lord would display. Even so, he would tell his disciples in the time that he ministered to them, and John would record it in John chapter 10, saying that neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. He's talking about his believers, his followers. He went on to say, no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Is that redundant? Is the Lord repeating himself? No, he's simply verifying, I and my Father are one. Amen. Amen. Letting us know, praise God, he is doing the work. And the Lord represents the right hand of power, the right hand of glory and power that the Lord would display. Isaiah, in particular, records that how his arm brought salvation. And the Lord declaring, mine own arm brought salvation. Thank the Lord that he would reach into our circumstances, into our needs, into our desperation, and do a work that would show his power and show his glory and be a hand to help. Praise God. Amen. See, these aren't just Old Testament stories. These aren't just accounts of things that happened to Israel and to different ones to show the hand of God. This is for your encouragement. This is for you to believe that the Lord can step into your needs, into your situations, and demonstrate his hand of power. When the people were brought out of captivity and they were sent back to Israel to rebuild the temple, they were strengthened by the hand of God. Nehemiah declared, the good hand of God strengthened our hands for this good work. Zechariah, one of the prophets, would declare, let your hands be strong. Amen. The Lord brings that kind of power into reality, brings that kind of strength as we wait upon the Lord. And he renews our strength. We mount up with wings as eagles. We run and are not weary. We walk and don't faint, because the Lord desires you to keep moving and keep advancing in his kingdom and in his power. Praise God. And oh yes, his hands are nail scarred. Yes, he hung on that cross for 6 hours. And the nail prints in his feet and in his hands were there. And when Thomas heard the report that the disciples had seen the Lord and he had shown them his hands, he identified himself by those marks, and he recognized that there were the hands that had been crucified. Thomas declared, I want to see the marks in his hands. I want to see those nail prints. And he got his own experience, praise God. But oh, I thank the Lord that even though Israel had the tabernacle, Israel had the temple, you and I become the temple of the Holy Ghost, because the hands of the Father are able to shape you and to bless you, removing the impurities like a potter would do, and shaping and forming the way that he wants you to be. Thank God he's able to do that kind of work because of his hands. So, the scripture says he brought us out. Amen. And I'm thankful that he would do that kind of work. What did he bring me out of? What did he provide in terms of deliverance? What were the changes that came to my life? I think about the tradition that I was a part of compared to the truth that the Lord would reveal. Now, we know in his word he declares, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Praise God. That kind of power is what the Lord reveals in his word. I desperately tried to make the tradition work. I tried to make it fit. I tried to go through all of the motions and all of the ceremony to find some kind of peace of heart in my heart and in my mind, and to see the changes that I knew the scripture was able to give, but it didn't happen. Thank God, truth came into my life, and the blessings of the Lord brought a deliverance. Amen. The deliverance from confusion, because God is not the author of confusion. Confusion comes from our circumstances. Confusion comes from our poor choices. Confusion comes from the devil. But our God is the author of eternal salvation. Thank God. And there's no confusion there. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 1:10 that he has delivered, and he continues to deliver, and he will yet deliver. That past, present, and future aspects of deliverance is because the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I know he will demonstrate his power on your behalf as he ministers in a powerful way. Praise God. The Bible lets us know he delivered us from the power of darkness. Darkness does have a power. Darkness does have a way of bringing depression and stress and pressures that you are defenseless to deal with. But our God delivers from the power of darkness of the devil and the deceit that he tries to bring into our lives. Thank God there is light. There is power. There is blessing. There is strength. And he lifts us up above that which the devil would try to pull us down with. The Bible says he destroyed the devil's power of death, and he delivered us from the fear of death. Thank God. Peter, who experienced much in the way of God's presence and power, the deliverance that he had from that which brought him down and reduced him to tears when he denied the Lord those 3 times, God brought deliverance. When he was in the prison and he thought he saw a vision, when an angel awakened him and told him to get up and put on his shoes, and he walked out of that prison with the doors opening by themselves. And when he got out into the street, he realized, my God has brought deliverance. My Lord has delivered me. Thank God that he would declare in his 2nd letter, the Lord knows how to deliver the godly. Oh, thank God that we can hold on to those principles of godliness, that which the Pelletiers shared with us in the Thursday nights previous. We believe in holiness. We believe in godliness. We practice the things of righteousness. We're going to continue obeying the word of God, because God knows how to deliver the godly. Hallelujah. And I'm going to hold on to the blessings that he has for me. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Because God knows how. I don't know how. I don't know how it's going to turn out. I don't know what the answers are. I don't know the direction except what is in the word of God. But God knows how. I like the song that says, the devil doesn't have a lock, that the Lord doesn't have the key. Amen. Amen. Old Lucifer. I like to call him Lucifer, because he's defeated. He's beaten. Praise God. And the Lord has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. He brought us out so that he could bring us in. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Out of darkness into his marvelous light, into his promises. The prophecies in the Word of God, before they even took place, the Bible lets us know that God would give a new heart. He would give a new spirit. One of the prophets named Ezekiel saw a vision of a valley full of dry bones, an army that had been defeated, an army that had decayed and decomposed, and all that remained was bones. And the Lord asked him, can those bones live? And the prophet rightly answered, oh, Lord, you know. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know how it's going to happen. He said, prophesy to him. And he did, and there was a shaking and a moving, praise God. And those bones all came back together, sinew flesh upon them, but they laid there lifeless. Can they live? Oh, God, you know. Oh, Lord, you know. Prophesy to them. And so he did, and the wind blew and breath came into them, and they stood up a mighty army again. And the Lord challenged the prophet, can't I do that to Israel? Can't I bring them back to life? Can't I bring them to a place of life? And they can understand my power again. Thank God the Lord is not just prophesying that, but he is doing that work. He is bringing life. He is producing power. Thank God the breath of his spirit blows into our being. And there's deliverance. Amen. There's power. There's blessing that God wants to do. Amen. 10 chapters later, Ezekiel chapter 47 is standing before the temple. And the angel has been measuring all over the place. And you kind of wonder how in the world does that fit in? Why is that necessary? Because God is the one who establishes the standard. The Lord is the one who measures and judges. That's who we've got to pay attention to. Not the political realm, not the religious realm, not the educational realm, not the philosophical realm. None of those things are going to have the answer that you need, but God. But God is the one who can produce the answer. God is the one who can make the change. God is the one who can show his power and bring deliverance. Praise God. So the prophet was told to move out a little farther. And six times the phrase, he brought me. He brought me. And basically what was happening, he was moving deeper and deeper into a river that was flowing there by the temple. He started just at one depth, and then he moved to a little deeper and a little deeper. And finally, it was a river that he could not pass over. It was waters to swim in. What was that a symbol of? What was that a sign of? It was a sign of the presence of God and the life that he can bring through the river of life, of the might of power. Power of his spirit, praise God. And it is a river that you cannot pass over. There's not going to be something else when you get on the other side and say, wow, that was wonderful. That was a thrill. That was exciting. What else is there? Oh, no. There's a river of God's power that flows that you can again and again come to and know that the Lord will minister and know that the Lord will show his power. He'll demonstrate his strength, praise God, and you can keep going deeper and deeper into the blessings of the Lord. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Praise God. Oh, how amazing. And that is what passes away. Amen. Just as final as the goodbyes that we share with our loved ones when they have passed away. Memory and good times that we can rejoice in. Those old things pass away and you don't have to remember them. They don't have to drag you down. It doesn't have to be something that abides in the darkness and you are helpless and captive in it all. No, it's passed away. And behold, all things are become new. That's the power of our God. That's the blessing he's able to make. Praise God. And we rise to walk in newness of life as he has provided that power. He told his disciples, Wait in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. They wondered, what is it? The promise of the Father, what's going to happen? We'll receive power after that. The Holy Ghost has come. How are we going to know? So they waited in that upper room in Jerusalem, and they waited in prayer. They waited in supplication. They praised the Lord, and anticipation and expectation gripped them. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. Oh, I'm thankful that the Lord doesn't make us wonder, doesn't make us hope, doesn't make us think, well, maybe this is it. No, He gives us a powerful experience. He gives us something that we can know, that we know, that we know. Hallelujah. And God's power continues to be displayed. Hallelujah. Thank God His power does not fail. Amen. And into His presence, Israel followed the ark of God. That's how they got across the Jordan. The prophet said, you've not gone this way before. And indeed they hadn't. Think of it, a slave nation. All they'd known was slavery for generations. Over 400 years in Egypt. And now they come out a free nation. And they've got to learn a whole new lifestyle. They've got to learn all about following God. And thank God that pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night that symbolized the presence of God was right there with them. And they had that assurance. But this ark, this box that symbolized the presence of God, they had to follow it. And the prophet said, go after it. When you see it, go after it. You've not gone this way before. You need to follow the Lord who is always there in your tomorrow. Praise God. And thank the Lord. In that box, in that ark, were the tables of stone and the pot of manna and Aaron's rod that budded. All of the symbolic power of God that was there, they had to follow it. Go after it. Praise God. And that's what they did. Across the Jordan River, around the walls of Jericho, that fell flat. Praise God, because the Lord went before them. The Lord showed His power and His goodness. The Lord was able to demonstrate that strength. Thank God that we can go after the presence of the Lord, because He will bring us in to even more. Amen. Oh, how incredible that there's always more that the Lord has in store for us. Amen. The woman at the well was astonished that Jesus was there and would speak to her and would ask her, can you get me some water? How is it that you, being a man, a Jew, would ask me, a Samaritan, for water? If you knew who was asking you, he said, you would ask him. Well, how can you get water? You don't have anything to draw it with. Oh, he said, the water that I give, you'll never thirst. And it will be in you, a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Praise God. Well, well, you take it with you and you follow through and you have that power and you demonstrate that strength. Praise God, with joy you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Praise God, and thank the Lord. His power is there to minister in a great way. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise God. Oh, thank the Lord. The Spirit of God can dwell in you. Paul said, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. See, it's bringing us out to bring us in. Into His promises, into His presence, into His power. But, oh my, into His Spirit. That's what counts. That's what makes the difference. Hallelujah. Amen. And as we allow that power to work in our lives, we allow that power to change us. Old things pass away. Behold, all things are become new. There's a will involved there. God's not going to just slap you upside the head, so this is the way it's going to be done, boy. Sit down, shut up. I'm going to take care of you. No, you let that happen. You let those old things pass away. Amen. And you let all things become new because God wants to do that for you. Amen. And he brings you into his presence even more, the power of his presence. Thank God. There was a land flowing with milk and honey as the scriptures describe the place that the Lord was taking the Israelites out of Egypt into the promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey. That's not what we're promised. The Lord said, I go to prepare a place for you. And that place prepared is beyond our imagination. It's beyond our wildest dreams. Amen. Now, the land flowing with milk and honey, that means there had to be cows taken care of to get the milk. That means there had to be bees that had to be, provided hives for so that they could harvest that honey out of those hives. There was work that had to be done. And oh, in that place, rest, peace, joy. Praise God. Because what will be absent, we get excited about what's going to be there. But the absence of sin, the absence of Satan, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. That's what's going to make it even more wonderful, even more powerful, and certainly to see the Lord high and lifted up, to see the Lord upon the throne. Thank God. And we give our praise to him. We give our worship to him. Amen. We exalt him. We lift him up. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God for the blessings that God has provided for us. He brings us out of all the negatives and brings us into the positive. Friend, when that trumpet sounds and the Lord comes with a shout, all of the negatives are going to be over, and all of the positives that we ever dreamed about are going to be fulfilled, and God is going to demonstrate that power for us. Hang on, my friend. Let him continue to bring you out. Let him continue to bring you in. Hallelujah. All of the blessings that he has in store for you, all of the goodness that he wants to give you. Praise God, because he said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am. Oh, all the power in that I am, all the glory in that I am, all the blessing in that I am. He says, I want you with me. There you may be also. Praise God. So I'll keep following him. I'll keep walking with him. Praise God. He's first and last. He's Alpha and Omega. He's beginning and end. He's everything I need. He's everything that I require. Praise God. He brought me out of sin so that he could bring me into his eternal presence. He brought you out of sin so that you could be ushered into his power and his presence. And the hand of God, the hand of the Lord that was mighty, the hand of the Lord that was nailed to the cross, is going to wipe away every tear. Every tear. And there's no crying. There's no sorrow. There's no pain. There's no death. Again, the absence of what we consider to be the elements of our life, the components of our lives, the things that bring tears, the things that bring sorrow, the Lord says, it's gone. It's over. They're passed away. Praise God. Praise God. Now, in the last few minutes here, what do I have to do to get ready? What do I have to do to be included? What do I have to do to be prepared? He's going to prepare a place. I need to be prepared to go. Right. Amen. The Bible talks about those who were foolish and let their lamps burn out. And then there were those who were wise and made sure their lamps remained burning. Wise and foolish. It's our choice. And we've got to be able to follow through in every aspect and not fool around. It's amazing how people can fool around, as we use the phrase, fool around with their health, fool around with their future, fool around with their reputation, fool around with so many things. And certainly their eternal destination is oftentimes what is fooled around with. I can't take that chance. I can't just roll the dice and hope it turns out good, or shuffle the deck and draw the card and hope that it's the right one. Can't take that chance. I got to obey the word of God. Amen. It's so simple. So simple. When the Lord says, have faith and believe, I can have faith and believe that what happened to the Israelites and on through the scriptures and the promises in the New Testament, as well as what has been based on in the old, I can believe the Lord. I can repent. Praise God. That my mind changes. My priorities change. The principles I live by change. Amen. I'm going one direction, the direction of the crowd, direction of popular opinion, direction of the culture, and I change. Praise God. I'm going God's way. I'm believing God. I'm obeying God. I'm serving God. I'm baptized in the wonderful name of Jesus. Because we're identified with him in his burial. See, we take the name of the one who died for us. The name of Jesus. Praise God. The name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Because that name is Jesus. Praise God. So I'm baptized in that powerful name. And I receive his Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. And the sign, supernatural sign, is I speak in a language I didn't understand and I don't know. But I'm praising God. I'm worshiping him. Amen. Amen. I'm lifting him up. Hallelujah. So simple. So concrete. So solid. So foundational. Amen. Because we got to build on that foundation and keep going. Because he brought us out so that he could bring us in. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about entering in through the gates and the invitation of the Lord. Whosoever will, let him come. Let him drink of the waters of life freely. Praise God. That's quite an invitation. That's quite an announcement. Whosoever will. Praise God. I'm thankful that's still open today. It's still available today. Amen. And if we respond, we say, yes, Lord. Praise God. Yes, Lord. Do that work in my life. Change my life, Lord. Forgive me, God, of what I've done. Every evil thought, every evil word, every evil action. Lord, forgive me and change me. And God is delighted to hear that prayer. Not only is God delighted, but the Bible says the angels rejoice when one sinner repents. Praise God. And then, oh, praise God, it all starts moving. It all starts blessing because God opens that door of glory and blessing and pours it out. Would you stand with me now? I hope you understand now from what we've shared here today that you're included. That the Lord wants to bring you out so that he can bring you in. Out of turmoil, out of questions, out of confusion, out of sin. That sin that doesn't give the answers that you need. Sin that just causes more turmoil and more problems. And to bring you into his presence, into his power, into his promises, into his Spirit. And then ultimately, into that heavenly realm. Praise God. I know there are those who mock, you know, pie in the sky when you die and the sweet by and by and all that kind of stuff. But I believe it's reality. And I've got a mom waiting over there. I've got an aunt waiting over there. Praise God. Father-in-law. I can go on. All the loved ones that you have that we've said goodbye to here, they're waiting on the other side. And if the portals of heaven could be opened and we could hear their message, we could hear their testimony, they would say, it's worth it. Hang on, it's worth it. It's blessing beyond belief. Hang on. Keep going. Keep believing. Keep moving in to greater blessing and power that the Lord has. Thank God. Could you move out from where you are and just come and stand in this altar area here now? Why do we do that? Because symbolically it's a moving away from your problems and your questions and your difficulties. And it's a moving to the presence of God, moving to the hand of the Lord to minister in your life. Praise God. And it's a simple act of faith, a simple stepping out and saying, yes, yes, Lord, I surrender to you. I give myself to you. I yield to you. Lord, you are the master. You are the king. You are the one. And I give myself to you. Praise God. Can we do that right now in prayer? Can we raise our hands and surrender to the Lord? Praise God. Can we just believe that God is going to minister? Because he brought you out. He brought you out by his power. He brought you out by his strength. He brought you out by his mighty hand. And now he wants to bring you in to even greater blessing. He wants to bring you in to even greater wonder, greater strength, greater signs. Praise God. Let the Lord do that for you right now. Oh, yes. And yeah. For many, many years, God wants to show you more. Hallelujah. Come on, let's ask the Lord to help us. Let's ask the Lord to bless us. Let's ask the Lord to minister to us.